The overnight and early morning, 70s to 80s start in the morning for a muggy start. Another hot day, but thunderstorms scattering around to alleviate the heat. Feel like temperatures could get up to 100 before then, and highs topping near 90. A little less rain chance, a little more heat should be coming back as we move on through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Partly cloudy, scattered daytime thunderstorms. Each day's highs topping near 90. The Gulf, the Atlantic, the Caribbean so far in pretty good shape for us. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to another Tuesday afternoon here, broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is William Wallace, or shall I say I am William Wallace, as most people recognize me whenever I, which is my real name, by the way. I know I always like to joke about that, but a lot of time people will recognize my name because of the movie more than they recognize it because of my radio show, unfortunately. Actually, I say that, but that's just because anybody that I meet new that doesn't know that I have a radio show. But either way, today's show, I am talking about the vetoed bills that are up in the next coming up, possibly in a veto session. So if you want to comment on any of the vetoed bills, you are welcome to comment on them. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So either way, there's 28 of them. We're going to cover some of these bills. I'm going to try to cover all of them. But if I don't cover them all, I'm going to tell you, as a shameless plug, you could hear this, basically this show in full, at William Wallace for America on my podcast. I did this the whole show of this, because I'm not gonna have enough time to do that whole show, where I covered not only the vetoed bills, but who they were authored by, who they were co-authored by, and what they were about, and even why the governor vetoed them, and it's got some commentary. But since I recorded that show, I had some other ideas and things that I wanted to say about the vetoed bills and give people a chance to kind of spread the word. So we're going to do that on this show today. I've got a caller in. I'm going to get him out of the way. Hate to say it like that, Matthew Metairie, but what you got, Matthew? I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks I'm going to bring you on. What you got on vetoed bills?
Well, it seems like the bills that got vetoed were the ones that we really wanted, like, you know, the constitutional carry, the, hey, why don't the boys play with the boys and the girls with the girls?
Thank you.
I mean, all the stuff that we really wanted got vetoed, and all the stuff that we didn't want or could have used some improvement, that all got signed. So,
well, you know, Matthew, you say that, and I absolutely agree with you, but okay, now let's put it this way. The two bills that you just brought up are the two bills that they say would cause a veto session. Now, ironically, and I've talked to a lot of people on this, they're saying that if it was only constitutional carry that got vetoed, there's not enough fire in the belly to go in and try to override for constitutional carry because we already have open carry. But it's because of the women, the women in sports bill is what they call it. Because of that one being vetoed, that's really where the fire in the belly is. But the combination of the two kind of make it a little bit more, have a little bit more energy behind it. What was your other comment?
Well, part of the problem was, John Mason, who's I listen to once in a while, quite cynical, he said that all this stuff got stacked towards the back. And who's responsible for the timing and when bills call and get called and all that? It's the Speaker of the House. And the governor was able to get his guy in as the Speaker of the House because we were still talking about who would make a good Speaker of the House when the election for the Speaker of the House was called. Like, what just happened?
Right. Well, the ironic thing, though, is, Matthew, that not many people are talking about the six election reform bills that were vetoed, that those should actually be the ones that are just as much as in the forefront as the two are. Now, look, I'm a constitutional carry guy. I love the Second Amendment. You know that.
I didn't know there were six.
There's six.
I only thought there was one.
Election reform bill?
That got vetoed. I know that there was one that he signed, and that's the one that basically, Dominion put the big stacks on.
No, there were eight election reform bills. Six of them got vetoed. I will actually talk about those six first. And we'll cover that. I'll do that. I'll do this. That's six. Actually, I'll do those after the break. But there's six of them.
I'll be interested in hearing about them.
What's that?
I'll be interested in hearing about them.
Absolutely. I'll do that after the break, Matthew. Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Now.
All right. So look, I'm going to encourage you to go to a site. You could go to gov.louisiana.gov. gov.louisiana.gov, and you can actually read a lot of the things that I'm telling you. There's some it's interesting if you look at it. I don't want to give that secret away, but I think everybody should see that there are, when you really study the bills, and this is where my podcast, another shameless plug, comes in, because not only did I cover what the bill was about, I read the overview, which is a couple sentences or a paragraph, and then I gave a translation of it that I either got from the legislature themselves to find out what kind of the layman's terms were, the layman's terminology of it was, and then after you get that, and then I give the author so you can see whether they're Republicans or Democrats, but quite honestly, no Democrat bills got vetoed, so you can just make the assumption they're all Republican. But then you look at why the governor vetoed it, because I explained that, and then you can decide for yourself whether you think that the reason these bills got vetoed was because there was good reasoning for it, or whether it was for political reasons. And you can decide yourself when you read it, and it's, for me, in some cases, it's clear as a bell, because when you read the bill and then you read the reason why there wasn't, why it got vetoed, you can kind of go, wait a minute, that doesn't really say what the bill was. It's a little bit ironic if you look at it that way. So there's a lot of interesting things to talk about there. Also, HB2, and I'll get this out of the way, that is the spending bill or the appropriations bill, or it's really more of a spending bill. It's kind of a budget bill. Again, I'm saying these ways so people can kind of understand it, because it's going to be somebody, one of my friends who's a policy wonk, or an attorney friend who's going to say, oh, you called HB2 this and it's really that. I get it, but I need to say it in a way that everybody kind of understands it. But the governor used his line item veto power to veto 11 projects within HB2. And when you look at them, those are also all Republican districts where they were vetoed from. The projects were vetoed as line item vetoes out of the HB2. But look, to all my friends who's got that, who think that, oh, this veto session is going to be a done deal, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Because let me tell you something. It's not a done deal. All the governor needs to do is peel away one or two senators right now. Like, just one. If he peels away just one, we will not have a veto override session. That's all he needs right now is one senator, and there's no veto session. And so we've got to determine whether there's enough fire in the belly to have one. And after we get back, I'll tell you about that and the six election reform bills that got vetoed after the break here on William Wallace for America.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com. Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff. Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America here in WGSO 990 AM. So there were six. Oh, by the way, before I start that, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, pop the balloon, ruin your positive thoughts, because I'm Republican and I would love to see a veto session. But I'm just going to tell you, it's not a done deal. As I was saying before the break, that the governor just needs to peel away one or two senators. And let's talk about the power that the governor has. You've got one of those senators wants to run for governor. Word on the street is that one of those senators that could possibly change is getting ready to be appointed to something. So, also, don't forget the something like 2,000 appointments that the governor has at his disposal. So, don't think for 1 minute that he's not using every bit of his political clout, making on the phone, putting pressure on these senators to not, because he won't get it in the House. There's too many Republicans, there's too many to have. It's kind of a go in the House. The Senate is where there's only one or two that can not, you know, make this happen. So don't think for 1 minute that he's not making the phone calls, uses political clout, doing everything he can to avoid there being a veto session. So what does that mean? Does it mean give up hope? No. What it means is pick up the phone. And you need to call all the Republican senators and say, we support a veto session. We want a veto session. They need to hear from you, phone call, email, supporting this, because let me tell you something, Baton Rouge is calling them, telling them not to have it. So if you really want one, you better keep the fire in your belly, or they're going to lose the fire in their belly to have one. Because don't think for 1 minute that they all necessarily really want it that bad, because some of them realize that when they go back in there that to have a vote, they've got to either double down on their vote or they've got to back out on their vote. And in some cases, doubling down on a vote is going to make them look bad. And in some cases, backing out and changing their vote on vetoing bills that they might have voted for is going to look bad on them too. So don't think this is a done deal. We've got to get fired up professionally, calmly, patriotically, any way you can, to be able to get them, to let them know that they have your support out there. So again, it's not a done deal, but it's going to be up to the people having their voice heard to make sure that it is a better chance of having it. So let's talk about these six election reform bills that were vetoed. First off, HB 20. Now, this one was vetoed during session, so there's doubt that it can be voted on, a veto override on it, because the original Constitution before the new one said that you could only do a veto override on bills that were vetoed during session while you're still in session, and that you cannot go back to do a veto override on a bill after session's over if it was vetoed during session. However, Section 3, Part 18 of the Louisiana Constitution says in a veto session that all bills may be considered. So that's going to be up to the House Secretary and the Senate Secretary to decide on that, and the Speaker of the House and the Speaker of the Senate. So sometimes I speak too fast. I didn't get some titles correct that I just now said. I understand that, so don't beat me up too much. But I'm trying to get this information out quickly. So HB 20 was the bill by Representative Blake Miguez that said that the big tech firms or multi-billionaires in this country cannot come into Louisiana and put money into our elections in the form of to our Secretary of State or to our Clerk of Courts. They cannot spend money on elections in the, I don't know the exact way it was written. I'm just trying to give you the gist of it. Basically, they cannot spend money on our elections. Now, that does not mean that they cannot donate to a campaign, but the Facebook spent, I forget how many millions of dollars, paying Get Out the Vote groups and funding them to be able to get out the vote in some states. So HB 20 was Blake Miguez's bill to stop that happening in Louisiana. Governor vetoed that before the regular session ended. There's going to be talk on whether that one can be brought back up again. Keep your eyes out on that one, because that keeps Zuckerberg money out of our elections and other billionaires and millionaires from having influence in our state elections. SB 63 was written by Robert Mills. It required that hand-delivered absentee ballots to be delivered to the registrar or an employee of the registrar, and they have to provide identification as such, and adds ability to do so during early voting. The Senate voted 35-2 on that one, and the House voted 100-5 on that one. So you see, these are the bills that aren't even getting the recognition that constitutional carry or women in sports is getting. But these are just as important, because guess what? Election reform can protect our elections and stop bad legislation from coming through in the future. SB 220 is by Senator Heather Cloud. If you listen to my podcast or my interview with her, you'll see that she actually went through a stolen election herself, and she was able to prove in court that she lost by election fraud, and the election got overturned, which put her back in office when she was mayor of Turkey Creek. So check into that. But SB 220 by Senator Heather Cloud provides for duties of legislative auditor to examine, audit, and review elections. Basically, it automatically puts in place a legislative audit to be available to have an election audited by the legislature if in the event someone feels it got stolen, and of course the governor vetoed that one. SB 224 was also by Senator Heather Cloud, again, someone who's had an election stolen, who knows about election fraud. SB 224 establishes a voter ID requirements for absentee ballots, similar to election day and early voting requirements. Now, think about that. Basically, there right now, our absentee ballots have a secure system, but this kind of steps it up a notch. It does not make absentee balloting harder to vote with. It makes it more secure. And there's a difference there, because if you listen to the media and the narrative, they're going to say, oh, these bills make it harder to vote. They don't. They don't make it harder to vote. I'm not going to repeat the narrative. I'm not going to go into detail. You've heard it. To say that somebody cannot have access to an ID is in itself discriminatory and ugly. I'm going to say it like that. Because everybody has access to getting an ID. Everybody. You know the narrative. You have to have an ID to do everything else. You should have to have an ID to vote, even absentee voting. And that's what SB 224 does. It steps it up a notch. But there's more to this story, because it's making it to where when you vote by absentee, it's more secure. But there's another bill in here I'm going to tell you about in just a second, which makes it, well, actually the one I've already talked to you about, the hand-delivered absentee ballots have to be delivered to an employee of the Registrar of Voters. So you see an ID and having to give it to a Registrar of Voters person or employee makes it a little bit more secure. House Bill 138 by Representative Farnum creates a supplemental annual canvas of registered voters to maintain accurate voter rolls. Basically, it purges the voting rolls. Now, let me say it like this. This was a way to not only get rid of people of the dead voters, but also, let's say you're registered to vote in Jefferson Parish, but sometime down during the year, you move to Avoyelles Parish. But your registration is still active in Jefferson Parish. You never canceled it. You're now registered to vote in Avoyelles. Well, what happens is this legislation basically updates the records through using other departments in the state, and it cancels out the bad registration. All right, we got to take another break, and I'll discuss the other bill when we get back on William Wallace for America.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Do you have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at allpreaux.com. Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 24th and 25th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 24th and 25th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss
it. Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Louisiana's legendary four-term former governor Edwin Edwards passed away yesterday. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says Edwards always enjoyed strong support during his elections from the African-American community, in part because he played a major role in bringing black leaders into state government.
Started seeing black department heads, black chief assistants to him. The entire process had been devoid of a lot of black period in state government, and Edwin changed that dramatically.
And a large number of current and former state political luminaries passed through at least one of his four terms. Current Higher Ed Commissioner Kim Hunter Reed was one of them. She served as press secretary for former Governor Edwards in his final term. Reed was an anchor reporter in Lake Charles when she was asked to join the administration.
But I got to see him as a person who loved Louisiana, who opened doors for women, minorities, and who had a work ethic that was second to none.
Details have not yet been released on Edwards' funeral plans. LRN.
Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon.
There are times you don't realize how much you need something until you really need it. Because you never know when severe weather will happen, you want to make sure you're prepared. That's why it's so important to make a home inventory list. A simple video inventory helps you keep track of items in your home and makes filing an insurance claim a lot easier. Start your list now so when you need it, you'll have it. Log on to ldi.la.gov or call us at 800-259-5300.
Listen up, folks. They're fun and fast. The Fast Play games are here from the lottery. Play Fire and Dice, win up to $2,000. Visit any lottery retailer and pick up Fire and Dice and see if you've won. Fast Play, fun in a flash. Multiply your cash and play 10 times the cash from the lottery. Win up to $20,000. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and pick up 10 times the cash today for your chance to win up to $20,000.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread, or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
All right, and welcome back to William Wallace for America, covering the vetoed bills by Governor Edwards in this last legislative session, because it's becoming a hot topic. And quite honestly, I want to keep it a hot topic because in the last week, about a week and a half ago, there was all this talk about the veto session, and there's going to be a veto session. And as I've noticed in the last 4 or 5 days, there's a little less talk. It's kind of losing some of the fire behind it, which, quite honestly, like I said in the beginning of the show, do not be surprised if there's not one, because a lot of people are losing fire in their belly, for one. They've kind of gotten cold on the subject. Not the people who are very fervently, if that's the right word, they have that fire in their belly about their issues still that got vetoed. They're very fervent about it. But also because, as I said too, don't think that all the legislators, even if they publicly say, oh yeah, I want a veto session, they realize that if they vote a second time, they double down on their vote. Some of them are good about that. Some of them have gotten a little, backlash. Hey, I didn't want you to vote that way. But if they change their vote under pressure, then they get criticized for that. So a lot of legislators may not even want a veto session because they don't want to have to go through either doubling down or changing their vote. And then again, as I said at the beginning of the show, do not underestimate the power that a governor has on this, because he's got, 2,000 appointments he gets to make and a ton of power, and he only needs to change the mind of one senator, I think it is, maybe two. And hey, there's some senators that want to run for governor, and one of those senators might be the one that was getting ready to get appointed to something else by the governor. Do not be surprised, but do not lose the fire in your belly and keep it up, because number six, the election bill that I was telling you about that got vetoed, election reform bill that got vetoed, was HB 704 by Representative Hodges. It allows for the appointment of additional poll watchers during elections. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with having the ability to appoint more poll watchers during elections to witness whether our elections are fair? Again, you might look at some of these bills and say, well, why do we need to have additional IDs for absentee? Why do we need to make it to where we have to have the ballots go in the hands only of someone who works for the Register of Voters? Why do we have to have a legislative audit system in place? Why do we need to get rid of Zuckerberg money or big tech money donating to get out the vote type of organizations? Why do we need election reform bills for that? It's not going to happen. Well, sometimes it's about the perception that it gives, and people need to have the perception that our elections are safe and they're not going to be undermined. And these six are just small in some cases, large in other cases, steps in the right direction to make that happen. So again, if you want this veto override session, do not allow yourselves to lose your fire in your belly and, like I said, continue to call your legislator. So another bill that I thought was there's 28, but HB 2 is kind of counted as one, but there's 11 line item vetoes in it, which vetoed projects, which, surprise, were only in Republican districts. But you've got HB 26 was vetoed, and HB 26 is one that they thought was a tax credit for, some people refer to it as a tax credit for the oil companies. It has to do with stripper well production. The governor basically said that he vetoed it for a lot of reasons, but the main one is because it addresses important severance tax matters regarding crude oil in a piecemeal fashion. It's, again, one of 28, and you don't think much of it. But, and even some Republicans aren't for that. When you see, that's what I'm telling you, that it's interesting because even though it passed out of the legislature on both the House and the Senate side, there's some people that may not want to double down on that one or change their vote because there's actually some conservative groups that are against anything that may seem like a tax credit. And that's kind of what that stripper well was referred to as, maybe a tax credit for oil companies, a form of it, if you will. But we need oil and gas in our state, and we need to protect it. So quite honestly, I would be for a bill like this that helps oil production in our state. Anyway, so another interesting one to keep your eyes on is HB 38. Now, this is an interesting one because it created a transparent checkbook, if you will, whether it was going to be online or how it was going to be done. Of course, in today's world, it would be online. But a public school had to publicly record their checkbook, or actually not their checkbook, but had to record all of their everything they spent money on. So as in the spirit of transparency, you would know where your tax dollars were being spent by the school systems. They had to publicly show, hey, you know, we brought in X dollars into our school. $1.99 was spent on this. $1,000 was spent on that. Wherever it was spent, it was transparent. You know, I like that. Why don't we have that for other parts of our government? Because what better way to make the people feel better about where our tax dollars are going than to see it for ourselves? In today's electronic world, we have that ability to be able to say, hey, you know, here's an online portal. You can see where George Washington High School was, where they spent all their tax dollars, and you can actually see it. Well, the reason why the governor said he vetoed it is because local school systems do not have the resources or technology to comply with this unfunded mandate. Now, I want to stop you there on this because I could do this on all these bills, but I simply don't have time for this one show. And again, I covered a lot of this. I covered all the basics on my podcast. But I want you to think about this for one second. We live in a day of technology where you can put online anything you want. And you know as well as I do, anything means anything you want online. It can be on there. But they're saying, the governor has said, and I'm Governor Edwards, I am going to criticize you on this one. I try to keep my show positive and not criticize elected officials, whether I agree or disagree with them or not. But in this case, I want to make point to my listeners and you what you said here. Our school systems do not have the resources or technology, and I'm repeating that for a reason, to comply with this unfunded mandate. If our schools don't have the technology to be able to share with the public where money's being spent, how are we teaching our children in ways to operate in a modern day world that relies on technology? What message are we sending to students and parents and citizens of our state that we don't have the technology in our school systems to show where tax dollars are being spent? The people's tax dollars that had money taken out of their paychecks and put into these schools, can't be transparent. That, I'm going to pull the reins back a little bit, because as I'm saying it, it makes me a little bit more passionate about it when you think about what was said in that statement. So we got a little bit of a break, and when we get back from the break, I got a couple other hot ones that I want you to look at. There's no way at all we're going to take care of all 28 on this show today. But again, I took care of all 28 on my podcast. I kept it short. I didn't have all the commentary on it that I'm giving today in detail on specific bills, but you can tell by the tone of my voice as I'm telling you about it, how I feel about it, or what you might think. So either way, stay tuned after the break with more of me, William Wallace for America, broadcasting from WGSO 990 AM Studios.
Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
July 24th and 25th.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show.
July 24th and 25th.
At the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everyone. Back to William Wallace for America here at WGSO Studios today. Talk about the vetoed bills. So there's some interesting ones, some other interesting ones. When you listen to some of the back and forth that goes on with it, it's pretty easy. There's a bunch of ones on vaccines. For instance, there was the one that will not allow vaccine information on your driver's license, but also it created legislation that would not allow for a passport of any kind to be created And that one was vetoed. Of course, there's the governor said on that one, I think it was, that it undermined the effectiveness or the perception of that the vaccine was a good thing. So there's a lot of things to look at when you look at that, when you think about some of these things. SB 43 that was vetoed, I'll touch base with, because I actually was given some information by Senator Peacock, and that was his legislation. So SB 43 was one that I'll kind of read the description of the legal description. It was relative to unfair and deceptive acts or practices to provide relative to advertisement for legal services relating to prescription drugs or medical devices, to provide relative to the use of certain health information for the purpose of soliciting legal services. Let me stop there. This would pertain to it was basically a slap on the wrist to law offices that were advertising for people that have been affected by certain medications, and the governor vetoed that one, which I'll tell you why in just a second. But the basic description of that one by Senator Peacock was he filed this bill. I've been requested to propose this bill dealing with deceptive. Oh, by the way, it's HB 43 dealing with deceptive advertising, which is hurting the health and welfare of our citizens. This bill will address and prevent the use of any state or federal insignia and protect our citizens who might be encouraged to stop taking their medicine until they contact a certain number. It goes on from there, but the gist of it, as I said, was to against the people that are saying, if you've been hurt or damaged by, and just to let you know what the governor said about that one, because it is unlikely because it is likely unconstitutional in that regulation of attorney advertising, freedom of speech, by the way, is handled by the Louisiana Supreme Court and not the legislature. A similar bill was vetoed last year. So in this last few minutes that I have on the show, I'm going to go through some of these bills really quick. Hang on. I'm going to give you why they're vetoed, and I'll tell you a little bit about them as we go. 103, the governor vetoed because it's not necessary, contributes to a false narrative that the COVID-19 vaccines are anything other than safe and effective. Of course, that was the one that, like I said, there's three of them. One was for your information not to be on your driver's license. One was that you would not be discriminated against if you did not receive the vaccine. And one was basically that you were not forced, could not be forced to have the vaccine given to you if you were by a government agency, a school, or a business. HB 138 was vetoed because the registrar of voters in every parish already required to do an annual canvass. That was the one I told you about. It was one of the election reform bills that's basically purged voter registrations that were either inactive, meaning that they had switched to another part of the state, or deceased. HB 149 was vetoed because it was the latest attempt by the legislature to remedy the obvious and adjudged defects in the petition. This one was last year when all of the legislators wanted to override the governor's emergency declarations, you know, closing businesses and closing down public forums, and the legislature got up and said, well, we're going to sign this petition and open things back up, but they could not override it because they didn't have enough, took it to court, so hence this HB 149 comes out as a way to give the legislature power to not only override or get rid of an emergency mandate, but if they wanted to keep the mandate but get rid of a few things, it gave the legislature the line item veto power, so to speak, on certain things within the bill. So they could say, hey, you could keep your executive emergency order on our state, but instead of closing restaurants, we're going to say that restaurants can open under these restrictions or they could open. So it was kind of interesting. So he basically said that it was obvious as to why they were doing that, because he felt that, and again, I'm giving you not only what you could read publicly, but when you talk to other legislators, you talk to the people, you kind of get that gist of why. HB 256, Edwards veto, because it limits the ability of certain school boards to enter into exclusive contracts. That was an interesting one. That one was basically that anybody working for a school system could elect to have their paychecks deducted if they wanted to be members of an organization. It was not unions, surprisingly, because it's a Republican bill, but the governor vetoed it because he said that it would limit the ability of boards to manage their businesses or the school boards. Again, I got to be quick because I know I got the end of the show coming up. I'm trying to cover some things. Governor Edwards vetoed 263 because it would carve out an exception to the prohibition. A judge, magistrate, district attorney, or assistant district attorney. This one was, there was a legislation that was going to allow certain judges, district attorneys, who may not have been in a full-time position to be able to still practice on a part-time basis, another law practice on the side, and this kind of does away with, it kind of was going to do away with that, or I don't know enough about that one, quite honestly, but the governor vetoed it. So let me just skip over that one real quick. HB 289, actually my podcast, I did have that one correct, but right now it's not drawing a recollection. 289, Edwards has vetoed 289 because it creates a new state income and franchise tax credit for qualified railroad track repairs. This one was another, air quote, tax credit, in some people's opinion, for the railroad industry. And again, this one is one of those where you kind of go, even if you're against tax credits, you kind of go, if the railroad companies don't receive this tax credit, are they going to charge more for transportation costs, which only ends up on your invoice somewhere down the line, or an increase in prices on a product you've got down the line? HB 295, that was vetoed. Governor Edwards vetoed it because it would eliminate the requirement that a certified copy of a death certificate be attached. That was something to do with some people on certain death taxes, or in situations where some people with certain size estates were be able to circumvent death taxes. There was a lot of argument about that in committee, and that was I'm kind of giving you the gist of it from both sides, so you kind of understand the nature of it. He said he eliminated the requirement that a certified copy of death certificate be attached to the affidavit required to administer a small succession outside of probate, to give you an idea. So as I was rushing, because I knew we were going to run out of time, so you got to catch the podcast. I go into great detail on every bill, like I try to do here 1 hour, or actually with commercials, it's less than an hour. But on my podcast at William Wallace for America, iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, any podcast player. You can catch me on Facebook at William Wallace for America, YouTube at the same. Remember, my last name is spelled W-A-L-L-I-S. Please catch that podcast, because I go into great detail with a little bit more explanation, and I do it very methodically, yet quick enough to where you're not going to be listening to a show for a couple hours. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you next week.
There's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com. Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. so don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-8255.